The Assembly approved the first reading of an 8% bed tax proposal Tuesday, but it also approved an amendment by Assemblymember Dale Bagley to reduce the proposed tax on temporary lodging to 6%. The lodging industry showed up in force to oppose the measure during public testimony. Homer-based Ocean Shores hotel owner Mike Warburton testified in person. Like most of the testifiers, Warburton thought the tax shifted the burden of the budget shortfall onto the shoulders of the lodging industry.
Maybe I'm naive here, but I thought one of the benefits of having a representative democracy is where you would protect us from that, protect us from the majority singling us out in a small group and taxing us.
Warburton has suggested a tourism tax in lieu of a bed tax in past years and at recent meetings. But he added he would also be in favor of raising the cap on sales tax, which Homer Representative and Assembly President Kelly Cooper introduced later in the meeting.
So it's time it's actually raised, if you think about it. It's way behind the curve on that.
Lands and hotel owner John Faulkner echoed Warburton, although he did not say whether he supported other tax options, as he testified from the Borough Annex building in Homer.
So why would we fight so hard to resist this over so many years in so many different forums? The answer, of course, is what some of you refuse to admit, and that is that a bed tax hurts our businesses, and those who claim otherwise simply don't care if a tax hurts our business.
Homer Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Debbie Speakman also testified against the tax on behalf of the Chamber Board. Under the 6% proposal, consumers would pay $27 per night in taxes for a $200 room in Homer. That's a $12 increase, and the 8% tax would have consumers paying $16 more per night. Speakman says the increase will cause visitors to limit their time on the peninsula.
The majority of Homer's visitors are from Anchorage and the Mat-Su. These visitors already give us plenty of feedback about our 7.5% sales tax. Adding another 8% on top of the 7.5% calculates to visitors spending one less day, eating one less time, and spending less at the retail shops. It's not just a few extra dollars, and they do notice.
The ordinance would allow municipalities to implement their own bed tax and collect up to half of the revenue. Otherwise, the borough would collect all 6%, and the revenue from the tax would go towards school funding. The bed tax proposal will be up for another public hearing and a final reading on August 15th. The Assembly also unanimously approved the introduction of Cooper's tax cap proposal, which would raise the current cap of $500 to $1,000. The ordinance would exclude rental properties from the change. That proposal will also be up for a public hearing at the Assembly's next meeting. Cooper told KBBI in a previous interview that she would pull the tax cap proposal if the Assembly votes to put the bed tax on the ballot. Reporting at Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.